y bienvenidos a City Hall. I'm Assessor Recorder Joaquin Torres, and welcome to the San Francisco Latino Heritage Month Awards. We want another big round of applause, please, to Grupo Aranero Mayab for that beautiful and energetic performance that we heard tonight. Through both music and dance, they brought us a living piece of Yucatecan culture, filled with, of course, our history, our pride, and tradition. Grupo Aranero Mayab is part of Asocian Mayab, a nonprofit organization based right here in San Francisco. Asociación Mayab promotes Yucatán Maya cultural and provides vital social services to the more than 25,000 Yucatec Maya immigrants who now call La Área Bajía, the Bay Area, home. Many thanks again to Grupo and Asociación Mayab for keeping these traditions alive and thriving in our community.
Buenas tardes todos, good evening, and I'm Judge Maria Evangelista. Before we begin tonight's program, please join me in welcoming Youth Commissioner Maximiliano Trujillo Diaz, who will honor the original stewards of this land. Max is a Mission District native, the son of Mexican and Guatemalan immigrants, and senior at the Bay School, serving his first term representing District 9 at the San Francisco Youth Commission. He co-leads the Bay's Latino Student Affinity Group. He sits on the Equity, Inclusion, and Diversity Council and previously served on the SFMTA Youth Transportation Advisory Board. Max founded a thriving youth council in the mission to uplift youth voices of all communities. So thank you so much, Maximiliano, or if they'd like to call you Max. All right, please come up here. Thank you so much.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for the introduction, Judge Evangelista. And it's an honor to be here with you all. And I'll be administering the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten the responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging their ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. Aho. 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 Thank you.
We are so very, very grateful of the intergenerational impact and the solidarity of our communities coming together as a city to ensure that we celebrate the heritage that is so important to all of us, our families, those who came before us, and those who follow us. Mayor Lurie and I were just discussing how important those words are, especially today. And Mayor Lurie, as we invite you up to give your welcoming remarks to this group, we just want to say on behalf of all of us, thank you for this week of your words, your contribution, and your solidarity with our Latino communities here in San Francisco and across the Bay Area. With no further ado, our Mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie.
Thank you, Assessor Recorder. I appreciate those words. It's been a really uplifting week. I appreciate you. Good evening, everyone. Feliz mes de la, help me out, herencia Latina. Okay. You and I have been practicing. Thank you all for being here tonight as we gather to celebrate the enduring legacy of our Latino community. From September 15th to October 15th, we celebrate the vibrant cultures, stories, and contributions of our Latino communities. We honor a beautifully diverse community: indigenous, Afro-Latino, Mexican, Caribbean, Central and South American, and all the identities that make Latino culture so rich. Tonight, we celebrate with pride. We honor with gratitude, and we continue forward together. From the earliest days of San Francisco, Latinos have played a vital role in shaping our culture, our economy, and our identity. Your influence is everywhere, in the murals that tell our histories, in the food that brings us together, in the music that fills our streets, and in the families and communities that drive us forward. Your entrepreneurs power our economy with Latino-owned businesses anchoring across our neighborhoods and creating opportunity across generations. Your labor builds our infrastructure, cares for our families, educates our youth, and keeps our city running every single day. You are San Francisco's story, and I am proud to stand with you today, tomorrow, and every single day going forward. Tonight is a celebration and an opportunity to speak honestly. Across the country, immigrants, especially Latino immigrants, are being targeted. Families live in fear of deportation, of separation, and of losing the place they call home. It is my job as mayor to keep our residents safe. So let me be crystal clear. I reaffirm San Francisco's sanctuary policies tonight and every single day. They are our city's policies. They keep us safe, and they are not changing. Whether you live here, whether you work here, or are just passing through, you deserve to be safe. When people feel comfortable to report crimes or send their children to school, our whole city is better. The tactics being used in this country, arrests, raids, fear-based policies, are not just cruel, they are un-American. Even in our darkest moments, our unity is stronger than fear. And everyone here tonight and earlier this week is proof of that. Tonight, we not only stand together, we celebrate one another. To all of the honorees this year, thank you. Your work as advocates, business owners, cultural leaders, and storytellers is building a stronger San Francisco. Your dedication reminds us that progress is not made in speeches alone. It's made in action, advocacy, and love. Tonight, on behalf of all of us here at the City and County of San Francisco, I am proud to declare Latino Heritage Month in the City and County of San Francisco. Let's keep showing the world what it means to lead with courage, with conviction, and with heart. Vamanos, San Francisco.
All right, good evening and welcome to the San Francisco Latino Heritage Awards, everybody. Buenas noches, bienvenidos. It is an absolute honor to stand with all of you tonight as we celebrate the strength, the beauty, the legacy of our community. We gather under a very powerful theme this year, so proud. Nuestras raíces unidas, our roots united. And you can see it symbolized in the beautiful artwork, in the pamphlets that you have, and in the beautiful handiwork of these handmade flowers that are just taken over City Hall. Our roots stretch across Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, and beyond. Here in San Francisco, our roots have grown together. They run deep beneath the city, woven through generations who have built its neighborhoods, nourished its culture, and shaped its future.
And there are very enduring truths about roots. When the loggers come to chop down those trunks of trees, it's the roots that remain. It's the trees that grow back because of their resilience. Their roots, our roots, endure. They nourish everything around them, even now. When our families face fear from ICE raids, from hateful rhetoric, from attempts to erase our presence, what do? We stand firm. Because we are not just a part of this city. We are its roots. The roots that give life to its economy, its vibrancy, and its neighborhoods. Consider this. California's Latino GDP surpassed $1 trillion in 2023. Without that Latino contribution in California, the fifth largest economy in the world at that time would have fallen to eighth. 41% of working-age Latinos in our state are inmigrantes. We are immigrants, and we are proud.
Our roots run deep in San Francisco. We are the business owners, educators, healthcare workers, artists, parents, and neighbors who make this city and state great. So tonight, as we honor our heritage and those who carry it forward, let us also honor our collective resilience. Because together, we rise with nuestras raíces unidas.
I just want to take a moment to again recognize so many of the elected officials who are here with us today, our public safety partners who are here today, and of course, all of the commissioners and others who hold positions of leadership in our community. Of course, we've heard from our mayor, Daniel Lurie. We'll hear from more of our representatives today that we'll introduce in just a moment. Our district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, thank you for being with us tonight. Our public defender, Mano Raju. Our sheriff, Paul Miyamoto. Our District 5 Supervisor, Bilal Mahmoud. Our District 8 Supervisor, Raphael Mandelman. We'll hear just a moment from our District 9 Supervisor, Jackie Fielder. Our District 10 Supervisor, Shimon Walton. Our District 11 Supervisor, Cheyenne Chen. Our Fire Chief, Dean Crispin. Our Acting Police Chief, Paul Yep. From the City College Board, the President, Anita Martinez, and the Vice President, Luis Zamora. Thank you all for your leadership, thank you for your solidarity, and thank you for being with us here tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor to introduce someone who continues to be a powerful voice for equity in justice in our city. Supervisor Jackie Fielder represents District 9, who includes the Mission, Bernal Heights, and Portola neighborhoods rich in Latino culture and history.
A proud Latina and indigenous leader, Supervisor Fielder brings a deep commitment to community empowerment, affordable housing, environmental justice, and the preservation of our cultural heritage. Please join me in welcoming to the stage Supervisor Jackie Fielder.
Thank you so much. I first off want to thank the planning committee for putting together this celebration, bringing out hundreds of people. So much labor, emotional and otherwise, went into this. I want to thank Judge Evangelista and Assessor Recorder Joaquin Torres for doing a remarkable job of emceeing and leading this. I also want to thank my colleagues on the board for being here, President Mandelman, Supervisor Walton, Supervisor Chen, Anita Martinez, one of our BART directors, Victor Flores, Chief Crispin, Chief Yep, Sheriff Miyamoto, DA Jenkins, Mano Raju. Thank you all so much for showing up. Buenas noches. Good evening, everyone. I'm very proud to be speaking here tonight as a Mexican-American woman, having the great honor of serving District 9 on the Board of Supervisors. I'm the proud daughter of a single Latina mother and the granddaughter of Mexican immigrants. I owe my place here at this podium to them who came here to the United States, like many immigrant families, in search of opportunity and a better life for future generations. My grandmother was a seasonal factory worker and caregiver for her family and other families. My grandfather began life here in the U.S. as a farm worker, picking oranges in the groves of Southern California, and later starting his own small business as a tailor. Though they passed before I ever got the chance to know them, their values of hard work, resilience, and community service were passed down through my mom, and it is their legacy I carry forward today in my role, fighting for our most vulnerable and the working class, especially Latinos in our city. This Latino Heritage Month, I want to hold the dichotomy of both the heaviness that surrounds our community and also the joy and the beauty that we continue to cultivate in small but meaningful ways every day. This Latino Heritage Month is unlike any other in that we're being called to summon a new level of resilience under new levels of pain and darkness. We find ourselves under the second Trump presidency, a hateful man who has put our people on the front lines of his assault on our democracy and America's most basic constitutional rights. His Supreme Court just gave him and his administration the permission to racially profile and detain our people. His Congress gave him $150 billion to expand prisons and hire thousands more ICE officers while gutting health care, housing, and food access for all of America's poor and working class. His racism and recklessness has rightfully pushed us here in San Francisco city government to double down on our commitment to our sanctuary city policies and our Latino immigrant community that so many people in this room have struggled to protect. So thank you for fighting for them. Something I think Trump or anyone like him in this country misses about our people, though, is how resilient we are in the face of darkness. Our heritage, our family stories, have always been about turning pain into power and exclusion into belonging. Look no further than the farm workers movement, or the Prop 187 protests, or the school and work walkouts of 2006. In trying to make us disappear, they made us more proud and more visible. In trying to make us silent, they made us louder. And that's the Achilles heel of racism in this country. It constantly undermines the power of our voices and our resolve to fight the just fight. And what I love about our people is that our passion and our zest for life, our faith and our love for our family and for our people outweighs our fears so much more. Dia de los Muertos, a celebration among several Latino communities, I think exemplifies this best. How beautiful is it that we can celebrate in the face of what most people fear, death. That we don't run away from it, but we face it head on, and in the process are reminded to be grateful as much as we can every day we are alive. And that zest for life is exactly what Latinos have contributed to San Francisco. Through murals, art, music, dance, and celebrations. We live life loudly and fully, as much, if not more so, than the amount that we struggle. And that is so much of what makes San Francisco the best city on earth. Life is too short to spend so much of it on hate. And that is why it is easy for us, I think, in the Latino community here in San Francisco to affirm that no human being is illegal. No family is disposable. And no matter who is president, we will not back down. We will not get quiet. We will only get louder and prouder and more joyful to be who we are. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos. Gracias.
All right. Thank you so much, Supervisor Fielder, for lending your powerful voice to our collective one in a time of solidarity when it's so desperately needed. We want to take a moment now to recognize and thank the generous sponsors who helped make today's Latino Heritage Month celebration possible. Thank you to our Salud sponsors, our Teamsters 350, Liuna, Local Laborers 261, to our De Colores sponsors, SEIU Local 87 and Mission Housing. Thank you for your continued support of our community. A thank you to our Paz sponsors, Kaiser Permanente and the Warriors and Valkyries, who just concluded an extraordinary inaugural season. And to Doña Lourdes Rojas for decorations, and Julian and Saraki Rodriguez for this year's design. Thank you for lending your artistic contributions to this extraordinary event and lifting and bringing the joy we also so desperately need during these times. And finally, we're honored to recognize our Amor presenting sponsor, Wells Fargo. Your leadership and partnership mean so much to all of us on the organizing committee. Gracias to all of our sponsors for helping us celebrate, uplift, and honor our Latino heritage in San Francisco. And now it's my honor to introduce a dedicated leader who exemplifies a spirit of service, equity, and community empowerment. Lorenzo Cordova serves as a Vice President of Philanthropy and Community Impact at Wells Fargo, where he leads initiatives that strengthen communities through strategic investments in housing, small business support, and financial mobility. His career is one rooted in public service and education. He brings not only professional expertise, but a deep personal commitment to uplifting underserved communities, particularly in the Latino communities. A proud advocate for representation and cultural heritage, Lorenzo, thank you for working across government, education, and the corporate sector to expand opportunity and create a lasting impact for all of us. Your leadership is something that's needed, and it reflects the very values that we celebrate today: resilience, contribution, and cultural pride. Please join me in welcoming Lorenzo Cordova.
Thank you, Judge Evangelista. Thank you, thank you. Hola, hola, ¿cómo están todos? What a wonderful, wonderful community event. My name is Lorenzo Cordova, and I have the distinct pleasure of leading our philanthropic and community relations work in San Francisco and being here representing Wells Fargo at this great, great community event. Wells Fargo is here to serve our community. Whether you need support in setting up your first checking account or your small business needs extra resources, or whether you want to tap into some of our community benefits like our Hope Inside program, which is a free financial wellness one-on-one program that is open to our community. And you don't have to be a Wells Fargo customer to tap into that. It is beautiful to be at the Latino Heritage Month celebration in San Francisco, especially during a time when many cities across the United States are canceling these events because of the hostile conditions of this federal administration. And the fact that San Francisco City Hall is open to our community, that really shows you the strength and wellness of San Francisco and how wonderful this community really is. So thank you to all of you. So thank you to all of you for taking the time to join us this evening. Thank you to the planning committee, to Roberto. I think I saw you. Roberto, thank you. Muchas gracias. For all the work that the planning committee did to put this on. To our wonderful, wonderful MCs and assessor recorder Torres and George Evangelista for doing such a phenomenal job. And lastly, to our elected leaders who are here, who continue to fight day in, day and night. We heard from Mayor Lurie earlier today. We have my supervisor, President Mandelman, and our DA, all of our wonderful elected leaders here who are truly showing up and showing up for our community big time, especially during this very pivotal moment in our history. Y últimamente, a la comunidad que está aquí, muchas gracias por tomar el tiempo para estar con nosotros. Ojalá que esto sea un momento para celebrar, pero para también estar juntos para convivir y celebrar los logros de nuestra comunidad latina. So, muchas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros. Thank you.
All right, we are so very honored to present a performance by the Cuicacatli Dance Company under the direction of Jesus Cortez. Cuicacatli is a multidisciplinary dance company that fuses indigenous, folkloric, and contemporary dance styles to tell powerful original stories. With each step and rhythm, Cuicacatli honors the past while speaking to today's social, environmental, and human experiences. Their work is inspired by cultural traditions, modern life, and the world around us, brought to life through dynamic movement and emotional expression. Prepare to witness a unique fusion of styles that celebrate heritage, reflect struggle, and embrace the beauty of everyday life through dance. Please join me in welcoming the Cuicacatli Dance Company. Thank you. right. Thank you so much, Kuikakali, for that powerful performance. It was absolutely outstanding. Definitely got the party started. But now we're going to turn to our honorees of the evening. And it's my great pleasure to acknowledge Claudia Arevalo, the Cesar Chavez Labor Awardee and a deeply committed caregiver, union leader, and advocate. Claudia has been at the front lines for dignity and community upliftment for over three decades. As a longtime member of SEIU 2015, Claudia has dedicated herself to improving conditions for home care workers in San Francisco and throughout California. Her leadership has been integral in securing wage increases and labor contracts that honor essential work that caregivers do. Unfortunately, Claudia couldn't be with us this evening, and in her place to accept this award is Maria Castillo. So please join me in celebrating and welcoming Claudia Maria Castillo.
Hola, buenas tardes. De parte de Claudia y de todo de CEU 2015, quiero agradecerle a todos. Es un esfuerzo bien grande que se está haciendo con todos estos cambios, pero principalmente a nuestra comunidad que ha estado apoyando de mil formas. Por parte de Claudia, quisiera darles gracias de antemano y pues, para adelante.
Just as a reminder, because I don't know if everyone's aware of this, that our fire chief, Dean Crispin, is a proud representative of the Nicaraguan community. So just to make sure everyone's aware of that. And we don't typically recognize other department heads, but I think it's extraordinarily important, especially given the work of National Citizenship Day and also all of the work that the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs is doing as an entire office, but under the leadership of Director Jorge Rivas. Thank you very much for your service during these very, very challenging times, Director Rivas. It is my pleasure now to introduce Rodrigo Lopez with the Rosario Anaya Community Leader Award, whose advocacy has uplifted the voices of so many hardworking families and merchants in the Mission District to make sure that those merchant voices are heard. Rodrigo Lopez is the founder of the Mission Vendor Association, an organization created by and for street vendors to support their rights, their safety, and economic opportunity. As a vendor himself, Rodrigo has experienced firsthand the challenges faced by those working to make an honest living on our city's streets. Through grassroots organizing, Rodrigo has been an extraordinary advocate. He's helped build solidarity among vendors, advocated for fair policies, and worked closely and fought closely with us to make sure that city agencies ensure that this vital part of La Cultura de la Misión, our mission culture, continues to thrive. His leadership is rooted in our values, in dignity, in justice, and the belief that everyone deserves the right to work and to be seen. Please join me in welcoming a champion for street vendors and a true community organizer, Rodrigo Lopez.
Buenas noches. Estoy totalmente nervioso. No me esperaba esto. Pero gracias. Mi corazón está lleno al estar aquí ante ustedes. Mi nombre es Rodrigo López y como presidente de la Asociación de Vendedores Ambulantes de la Misión, es verdaderamente profundo estar aquí con ustedes. Este momento no es solo para mí. Este momento es para cada uno de nuestros vendedores dedicados y cada de aquellos vendedores que tienen su alma puestos en la ciudad que tanto amamos. Hace apenas unos años, muchos de nosotros éramos invisibles para la ciudad. Sin embargo, hoy estamos en estas escaleras como asociación, recibiendo el premio Legado de Rosario Anaya. Este momento me llena de intenso orgullo y gratitud, no por mí, sino por todo lo que significa para todos nosotros, los vendedores, ser verdaderamente vistos y apoyados. Quiero comenzar expresando nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a cada líder comunitario, a cada organización comunitaria que trabajó con nosotros, trabajadores municipales que nos han guiado, creído en nosotros y apoyado. Navegar por el sistema de la ciudad a veces parecía casi imposible, pero su sabiduría colectiva, su apoyo inquebrantable y su constante apoyo hacia nosotros es inquebrantable. Han sido nuestra luz al final del túnel. Su dedicación, su paciencia y su inquebrantable generosidad, dándonos el tiempo que ocupábamos para enseñarnos, iluminaron nuestro camino, sino que han también encendido dentro de nosotros el coraje y la fortaleza para seguir adelante. Al alcalde Daniel Lurie le expreso mi más sincero y especial agradecimiento. Su liderazgo y comunicación directa han sido útiles y han fortalecido nuestra lucha. Al celebrar este increíble honor, también quiero hacer un llamado a nuestra comunidad. Nuestra lucha no ha terminado. Nuestro trabajo aún no está completo. Continuemos apoyándonos mutuamente para que nuestra comunidad alcance toda su grandeza. En nombre de todos los miembros de la asociación y todos nuestros maravillosos vendedores, incluyendo vendedores dedicados que son vendedores que venden alimentos, por favor, acepten nuestro más profundo y sincero agradecimiento por su apoyo, su compromiso inquebrantable y por hacer esto posible. Estos momentos son extraordinarios. Gracias.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Alma, and I will now be translating for Rodrigo Lopez. Good evening. My heart is full as I stand before you today. My name is Rodrigo Lopez, and as president of the Mission Street Vendors Association, it is truly a profound honor to be here. This is not just a moment for me, it is a moment for every one of our dedicated members and for every resilient vendor who pours their heart and soul into our beloved city. Just 2 years ago, many of us were invisible to the city. Yet today, we stand on these steps as an association receiving the Rosario Anaya Legacy Award. This moment fills me with immense pride and gratitude, not for myself, but for what it means for all of us as vendors to be truly seen and supported. I want to begin by expressing our deepest gratitude to every community leader, every community organization, and every city worker who has guided us, believed in us, and supported us. Navigating the city system often felt impossible, but your collective wisdom, your unwavering support, and your steadfast faith in us have been invaluable. You have been our light at the end of the tunnel. Your dedication, your patience, and your incredible generosity of time have not only illuminated our path, but have ignited within us the courage and confidence to keep moving forward. To Mayor Daniel Lurie, I extend my most sincere and special thanks. Your leadership and direct communication have been both helpful and reassuring. Your continued commitment to our success and to the success of vendors striving to the city brings new opportunity and energizes the vibrant soul of our neighborhood. As we celebrate this incredible honor, I also want to call on our community. Our struggle is not over. Our work is not yet complete. Let us continue to support one another so that we may see our community reach its full greatness. On behalf of every member of the association and all our wonderful vendors, including our dedicated food vendors, please accept our deepest and most heartfelt thanks for your support, your unwavering commitment, and for making this extraordinary moment possible.
It is my distinct honor to introduce the recipient of this year's Dolores Huerta's Lifetime Achievement Award, a recognition for those who dedicate their lives to advancing social justice, community empowerment, and equity. Doctora Estela Reyes Gracia is a second-generation Chicana from California's Central Valley. One of nine children, she grew up working alongside her mother and siblings as a farm worker, embodying her community's resilience and strength. She went on to earn her bachelor's from UCSC, her master's from UC Berkeley, and her doctorate from UCSF. How beautiful, right? And in 1984, Doctora Garcia joined Instituto Familiar de la Raza, and became its executive director in 2005. She is widely recognized for her advocacy in public policy, mental health, HIV prevention, and social services, especially for immigrants, LGBTQ communities, women, youth, and people facing chronic mental illnesses. Her many honors include the San Francisco Department of Public Health's Hero Award and the Chicana Latina Foundation's Legacy Award. Even after stepping down as executive director, Doctora Garcia continues to serve on IFR's board, ensuring it remains a cornerstone of healing in San Francisco's Latino community. Alongside her spouse, Roban San Miguel, she has raised accomplished daughters and nieces and is a proud grandmother to eight. Please join me in honoring a true leader and community healer, Doctora Estela Reyes Garcia, recipient of the Dolores Huerta Lifetime Achievement Award.
Good evening, everyone. It's wonderful to see everybody. This is a rainbow day, right? There's so many people here, and people of color, and you know, our allies, and it's just a beautiful evening. And I wanted to thank you all. And I give a lot of I always acknowledge my ancestors, particularly my parents, my grandparents, who have been a part of, as I say, my first maestros, and gave me a lot of sense of purpose and meaning in my life. And I, you know, witnessed as a young farm worker a lot of injustices, and I didn't know what to do about it but be mad half the time and rebellious about it. And then I came across this incredible, phenomenal leader, young woman in her 30s named Dolores Huerta. And I got wind of her, and I was a teenager at the time, and so I stopped being rebellious for a second and started listening to this woman who just spoke, you know, so deeply, and so she spoke truth to power. She spoke of social justice. She spoke of, you know, being a woman in a largely male movement. And, you know, all of those lessons was one of the reasons I acknowledged her as like a second maestra. She was a teacher to me, and she helped me learn a lot about not just myself, but the collective struggle and the collective power that people have. And those values have carried me through my life in various leadership roles. And of course, I've had the honor of having other maestros, maestras, you know, Concha Saucedo, who mentored me for many years. And I consider myself very fortunate, and we should all feel very fortunate and blessed that Dolores Huerta is a living legend, you know, and that Concha Saucedo is a living legend, right? And that's amazing. That's phenomenal. And that's, you know, so important at this time, as everyone has spoken about the climate, right? The what I call anti-government mentality and focus that exists right now. And so, of course, I feel very proud to be living in a city that defends the rights of people, LGBTQ, women, immigrant, you know, you name it. And it remains committed to being a progressive city that will hold its own. And we must, each of us, participate in that. We should not stand idly by and expect just city government or just others to do that work. So, you know, I always think about, when I think about Dolores Huerta, I think, how many times did that lady march? And how far, right? With Cesar Chavez, with so many others. You know, my my godparent was Gil Padilla, and he marched too, and he was very involved in the union. And so I just want to, you know, convey tonight how proud I am and how I feel deeply honored and touched. And I thank the committee for choosing me, for giving me this award tonight. It means so much to me. It's a lifetime award for me. Truly it is. I also, you know, I also want to reiterate that, and I guess brag a little bit, that I am, you know, married to Rovan San Miguel, and she is a powerful lady. If any of you have been out and about in the mission or anywhere, and you hear these drums, she's part of that group, Grupo Citlali, and she is a dancer, a traditional Azteca dancer. And she's been doing that since our daughter was 2 years old. You know, and I have a cane, okay, so I'm jealous. But it's, you know, she's just a beautiful, wonderful woman, and I'm very proud of being here and being able to call her my wife, my partner, my, you know, we used to say, in the old times, we used to say, oh, she's my partner. And I go, well, please clarify, we're not legal partners, okay? We're not like
belong to a firm or anything. So, but, you know, and my niece, Anna, who lives with us and is a wonderful person in my life, our friends. I see Naomi, I see Magdalena, I see Monica, and I see, of course, Roberto with his beautiful hat. I see everybody. Yeah, I love you all. You've taught me a lot. And thank you all for this honor. It is truly a lifetime honor for me. Thank you.
Before we conclude the program, just a quick note for all of the honorees, and of course to the Latino Heritage Month Steering Committee. We would love, as we conclude, to make sure that all of you have a chance to convene here for a photo together with our elected officials as well. We will do that in just a moment. I want to make sure that we recognize our incoming Consul General de Mexico aquí en San Francisco, Marco Mena. Thank you for being here, and thank you for leading us in such a powerful grito earlier this week that echoed that powerful grito from Presidente Claudia Sheinbaum. Truly, truly extraordinary. As Estela was saying, the importance of women and female power in our community that are grounding us during these times. Thank you again to all of the honorees, the performers, and everyone who joined us in the celebration of culture and community.
Thank you. So we now invite you all to join us for a reception as we continue celebrating our very vibrant heritage. But before the honorees and the elected officials go in, we'd like to take that one, our traditional photograph. Also, everybody who's on the Hispanic Heritage Award Month committee, to please come up. Thank you so much.
And just a very quick and special final note, a lot of this work happens quite quickly at the end of our development of these programs. And someone who has been here year in and year out, ensuring that those details get finalized, is Anne Cervantes, who contributed her time and her efforts, making sure that we have beautiful programs tonight and making sure that we are organized. So as always, Ms. Anne Cervantes, muchísimas gracias. All right, if we could invite our honorees and family members and our Latino Heritage Steering Committee members for a photo, please. Thank you.